Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407. 888-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Ain't no This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to your show. Hottest show on the radio. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we have a very good show for you tonight. The phone number to call in, because this is a talk show. We talk, you listen, or you talk, and we listen. We'd love to have you call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you want to know what the show's about, well, let's just say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. The show is called Blind and Beyond. That means beyond everything. Beyond blindness, beyond everything. So let's get started. But before we get started, we got to introduce you to the players tonight. To my left of me is my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn Golder?
Of course I'm here. And welcome, everybody, to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And here we go. December it is. First Sunday in December. Welcome.
And there's a young lady in College Park. She calls herself Young, but she is very young. Her name is Sheila Young. Sheila Young, are you there, co-host?
I am. Good evening, everybody. I still can't believe it's December.
And I'm getting confused because you're here the first week of the month.
I know.
It's usually Gary.
Yeah. I know. I couldn't be here next week. So thank you for fixing it.
And in the studio, the only one who's in the radio studio, because we're on the radio, his name is Chris Shaw. He's the producer. He's the one that's pushing those buttons. Chris Shaw, are you there? Chris Shaw.
He's having a problem, a technical difficulty.
He's having technical.
Yeah, with
okay.
The computer. So
right.
He may not hear
us. We'll come back to Chris Shaw.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on the air, but Chris's computer's doing some weird things.
I want to discuss you a few shout-outs.
Yeah.
I'll do it first.
Okay.
Tonight. First, I have a happy one to do. There's a young lady sitting to the left of me. It's her anniversary. Just a couple days ago.
Her anniversary?
Yeah, sitting next to me.
You said her anniversary.
That's you. Talking about you, your anniversary. You forgot? Anyway, happy anniversary, young lady.
Yeah, that's our anniversary, not her anniversary.
I was trying to be funny.
Oh.
I was trying to be
Sheila,
funny.
I was trying to be funny.
I was talking about your anniversary.
Oh, jeez. Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you. See, I know it's my anniversary. The second shout out is a sad one. And I'm going to say this slow because it is very sad. It's our niece, Karen. Right now, she's in the last few days of her life in hospice.
She's at home.
She's at home. There. They gave her, right now, she's in the hours because 5 days ago, they gave her 1 to 7 days. And it's been 5 days since they gave her 1 to 7 days. So we pray for her. There's nothing else I can say. She was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman. As a niece, she was fabulous.
She's a good, the teacher, she's a well-known teacher in Gainesville.
Yes.
Everybody knew Karen.
She,
well, she still
she met her husband, who passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
In University of Florida, and they stayed there, and they lived there, and
they lived and breathed Gator.
they lived and breathed everything. Everything, their car, everything was Gator. University of Florida, mm-hmm. And I can tell you a story that you wouldn't even believe. She was born premature, by 8 weeks, premature. If she would have born at the time she was supposed to be born, she wouldn't have been born because her mother passed away 8 weeks later. So if you figure that out, she was premature 8 weeks. Her mother died 8 weeks later. So she had an unbelievable life living for two people. And she always said she was living for two people, herself and her mother. Karen Ruth, we pray for you. We only want the best for you and your, I can't say new life, but what can I say, Lynn? Her new beginning and a new waiting, Richard's waiting for her.
When she transitions, yeah. Now, at least we were lucky that she was here on July 27th.
And yes.
She stayed with us. She wasn't feeling well then, but she wanted to do some things on her bucket list. And then she just went downhill.
Yep.
Yeah, with cancer. That's what cancer does.
Yeah, we pray for her.
Yeah. So
Sheila, you have any shout outs?
I do. I've got a few.
Okay.
I'm gonna make them quick. Happy early birthday to Miss Lynn.
Well, thank you, Miss Sheila.
And then we have Kelly James, we have Leslie Spoon, we have Stacia Boyd, we have Merle, we have Greg, and we have Lynn Roberts. All of these people have birthdays this month. So
yeah. I never knew anybody with December birthdays except Dawn. Dawn and I share the same birthday.
Yep, you sure did.
But now there's so many more that I know of. Yeah. Well, thank
and
you.
My daughter-in-law. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
You don't forget your daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
No, I can't forget her.
Michael, are you
going to talk? Chris Shaw, do you have any shout outs? Did he come back yet?
Yes, I'm back. My shout out is to this computer so I can get it back up. That's my shout out tonight.
Oh,
hi,
golly.
Everybody.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Just, I don't know what happened. Like, as soon as we came on, my main computer that I use for all my music and everything just kind of just blinked on me and said, hey, give me a minute.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
So Michael, we good to go, though. That's technology for you, right?
There you go. Michael, you going to remind everybody that we'll be giving the names out?
Yes, tonight we'll be giving this is the last week we'll be giving the names out. The end of the second hour, we'll be giving the names out.
Well, they don't know.
But let me just say this, folks. If you're waiting for your gift card, next week we'll send them out.
Not after the public's cards.
No. We're sending out all the gift cards next week. Next week. So if you're waiting for a gift card, and the next week we'll send it out. We're going to do it all one time. Lynn, you got any thoughts?
The thought is that my guest of the first hour is popping in and out of our Zoom room. I'm getting confused here.
It's technology. It's the
technology.
She's
making me dizzy. Let me see if I have any. No, just that one thing I found out today, that it's today, December 3rd, is International Day of Persons with Disabilities. But Sheila, I want to talk to you about that later. Because one thing
I know that.
Yeah, but I think it was you that taught us that in the very beginning that being blind is not considered a disability. So I thought we could talk about that later if you would like.
It is now, though.
Yeah. What you mean the government is saying now?
Yeah. It's a disability. But we'll talk about it more I have my own thoughts on that.
Right, so. Exactly. Because a lot of it is negative reactions from people that don't know better, which I didn't know better in the beginning. And when Michael.
But
first,
you know now.
Well, I certainly do. Thanks to you guys. So anyway.
But the biggest problem is.
What? We have 1 minute to break.
The biggest problem is she thinks I'm as good as Sheila. And I can't be ever as good as Sheila because every time I do something, she says, Sheila could have done it. Sheila could have done it.
That's not nice, Lynn.
I mention everybody. Anyway,
but she's talking about people that live alone. Like, for instance, she constantly moved things in the refrigerator. So I'm supposed to know in the refrigerator what's what.
Well, especially Thanksgiving, the real estate kept shifting around.
Well, she moves things. Then how do I know where it is?
Anyway, let's go to break. Talk to our first guest.
He just hit me. I'm.
Let's go to break, Chris.
Okay. We're going to go to break. She hit me. We're going to go to break after I've been hit.
Yeah, get over
We're
it.
We're going to go to break. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, being hit by my better half. You know, I love her so much.
Remember that better half.
I always say she's my better half. We're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
SELA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SEVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SEVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SEVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SEVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SEVA.org today. That is SEVA, SEVA.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the show that's heard around the world. That's right. Just in the United States, we have more than 1.5 million listeners listening to the radio show. They tell us we reach more than 14 million people. The only radio show of its kind. Lynn, you're up, Lynn.
Okay. Well, you know what, Michael? We've been on the air since 2016, right?
That's right.
And Lighthouse Central Florida was our first sponsor.
Yep.
And we have met so many people, so many nice people because of Lighthouse Central Florida. And guess what? Tonight's no exception. We're going to meet another nice guest. And we'd like to welcome for the very first time, Cheryl Rayburn. And Cheryl is the Vice President of Program Services at Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works. Welcome, Cheryl.
Welcome, Cheryl.
Wait a second. Let me see. Yeah, she's unmuted.
Cheryl.
You're up, Cheryl. Let me unmute the other person.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. Let me unmute the other person and see what's going on here.
Cheryl.
She's having a problem.
You're having a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe she should call the studio. She's not having a good luck with the
Cheryl, Zoom. If you can't hear us, call the studio. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Cheryl, call the studio.
Okay, I will email her the number just in case she can't remember that.
A lot of times, especially if she's trying to unmute and it says the host will not allow you to unmute.
She is unmuted.
It doesn't. She may appear to be unmuted,
mm-hmm.
But if she didn't get the got it, it's not going to allow her to talk.
Okay. Well, let me email her real quickly and give her the phone number to the studio, and I'll let you and Michael talk for a minute.
So, Michael, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was very good. My wife, let me tell you something. My wife outdid herself this year. She was too much. She made so many sides. It was unbelievable. She made enough. I don't know. Let's put it this way.
The cooking's the same whether it's six.
She made for at least 20 people. We were six, and she must have made at least for 20 people because we were still eating it. 4 days later, we were still eating it.
That's the best part, when you can eat it after the fact.
It's just some of the dishes that she made. She made cream spinach. I mean, cream spinach that was fabulous. I love cream spinach. And she made it really what I call real cream spinach. She made sweet potatoes. She made mashed potatoes. Well, take that back. Nancy made the mashed potatoes. She made a stuffing that was outrageous stuffing. She made a cranberry. What was that thing with apple?
You asked me that last week. It's got the granny apple.
Granny apple with port wine and sugar. That was outrageous. Yeah. Then she made.
Is that her in the waiting room? Let's see.
Of course, she made the turkey. And then she made, besides making two breasts of turkey, she also made turkey legs because one of our guests wanted legs. So.
And what'd you have for dessert?
Pecan pie, apple pie, and pumpkin pie.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I made a new pie this year that I've never made before, and I'm going to tell you, it was a hit.
Yeah, what was it called?
It's a pecan cheesecake pie.
A pecan cheesecake?
Cheesecake pie, yes. Yeah. It was a pie with a cheesecake kind of filling on the bottom, and then pecans, and then the pecan pie filling on top, and oh my goodness, it was good.
You made it?
Yeah, she made it.
It was really good.
Now let me ask you a question for the people that are listening to the show. As a blind person, how did you make it as a blind person?
Well, I've been cooking my whole life, so
he's a great cook.
You know, I just do it like I did when I was sighted. I made a corn pudding to die for. I made sweet potato casserole. I made my 7-layer salad, which is I call it a pea salad, but it's a layered salad.
That's what we didn't have. We did not have a salad. I knew we were missing something. I forgot we had shrimp. I forgot we had shrimp cocktails.
And then I made that pecan.
Sheila and Michael, wait, Cheryl Rayburn on the line.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hello, how are all of you?
How are you?
Sorry you had a problem, Cheryl.
I apologize. Mine said unmuted, and you said it was unmuted, but for some reason it wasn't coming through. But we're together now, so thank you for your patience.
That's good to meet you again.
Yeah.
You too.
So, Cheryl, we told everybody that you're the Vice President of Program Services at Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works.
Yes. So I accepted that opportunity, and I've been a Floridian for 2 months now. So,
wow.
Where are you from?
St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis.
I did. I grew up in St. Louis, and I spent the last 31 years in Kansas City with my husband and our two children, Shelby Matthew, and his family. And now my husband and I are headed south. Well, we're here. So,
wow. When you lived in Kansas, were you near Overland Park?
She wasn't in Kansas. She was in St. Louis.
No, and she also lived in Kansas City.
Oh.
I did.
Yeah.
So my husband and I raised our children in Shawnee, Kansas, which borders
I know where that
Overland
is.
Park.
Shawnee, yes, Mission. Yes. Yeah, I know that area. Yep.
We have a home for sale there now, if anybody's
interested. Oh. So tell us, let's see. So you were in St. Louis, and then you got the job opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us about when you started losing your eyesight, because you have RP. Sheila has RP also.
Oh, I do. I have retinitis pigmentosa. I was diagnosed when I was 16. And, you know, as we all know, this is a disease that causes progressive vision loss. So color blindness set in, as in night blindness set in. And you know, no big deal. You overcome and adapt. And I went to college, graduated from Missouri State University, and my husband promptly imported me to Kansas City, where we raised our family. And I had a career in the mortgage industry, and it was during that time that I started losing what I call my little independences, the ability to read small print with corrective lenses, and depth perception became an issue. And about 10 years in, I turned over the car keys, and that was a pretty tough day, as some may understand. And it was in January of 2000 that I had to resign from my career in the mortgage industry because I didn't know about low vision rehabilitation. And I went home and raised our children and was very active in the community. And it was during that 14 years that I started losing what I call my big independences, the ability to prepare meals and manage the finances and use technology. In 2014, I went to a pretty sad place visually and emotionally, and I had heard about low vision rehabilitation and contacted Alpha Point, which is in Kansas City, and that's where I received my rehabilitation training, and that's where my life turned around.
Cheryl, excuse me for interrupting, ma'am. But in the beginning, when you lost your sight, you said you didn't know about vision rehabilitation.
I didn't.
So in Kansas City, they didn't have anything there for you?
Well, in St. Louis. St. Louis, my father is an Army veteran, and he had always gone to the Heinz Center in Chicago. And I called him up and I said, you know, for veterans, there's the Heinz Center and places like that. What is there for people who aren't veterans? And that's when we started looking around, and that's when we found Alpha Point.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And so then,
if anybody's listening and would like to ask Cheryl questions, please call 407-894-1680. So Cheryl, I understand what you're saying because I went through that same process of losing my independence, losing my vision, mm-hmm. depression. Yeah. It's tough.
It is tough.
May I interject here and tell you that our guest a second hour, Cheryl, is from Christian Record. They are one of our sponsors. And one of the things they're talking tonight about is they have some wonderful programs. But one of the things they're talking about tonight is mental health and getting, you know, depressed when you lose your sight. So you might want to listen in the second hour.
I will certainly do that.
It's called Phone Faith, Christian Record Services for the Blind. Yeah.
It's so important that we address the mental health side of vision loss. And I have found, for me personally, that just having someone to talk about it too, and a support group, and connecting with other people who have lost their vision, it's important. And that's why I'm committed to making sure that we keep talking about vision loss and what it means. Sheila, I'd love to talk with you more about that sometime.
Well, you can get my information. Not a problem. It's out there everywhere.
I can give you Sheila's email address. That's no problem.
So Cheryl, what is your responsibility at Lighthouse? What do you do?
So my primary responsibility is to oversee all of our program service offerings. Mm-hmm. We provide comprehensive blind skills training for babies through seniors. So our babies, early intervention, our children, our teenagers, that working age adult like myself, and our seniors. And the service offering we provide Braille instruction, assistive technology instruction, orientation and mobility, activities of daily living. We have adjustment to counseling training, speaking of that mental health aspect. We work on self-advocacy. So it's a whole well-rounded program where our certified professionals just circle each client and give them what they need, the tools, the skills, the resource education they need to live life on their terms.
And they used to have a support group. that would meet on a, like once a month or something. Do they still have that, or has it just gone by the wayside?
That is an excellent question, because just in the past 2 weeks, our team of adult instructors came together and said that is something that they used to provide, and they, I believe they're having their first next meeting this December, in this month. So I'm excited to have that program, dusted off and brought back to the table.
Well, I would like to know about it, because I would like to come, and I would like to push it with our local members of the chapter.
I will make sure you have that information tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, I was just elected the president of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, which is our local chapter in the Orlando, Seminole, Orange County, Seminole County, and Osceola County. And it is the local chapter for the Florida Council of the Blind, which is also the affiliate for the American Council of the Blind. So,
well, congratulations to you.
I'm not so sure, but.
Well, I will have to come and join and attend one of your meetings. I'm really looking for ways to integrate myself into the community in meaningful ways, and that's certainly probably a good first step.
And there's also a vision department at the Princeton Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of the kids that you have there in the transition program were some of my kids when I was working. I retired from Princeton. From the vision department. I worked there for 14 years. And some of those children that I had when they were 3 are now 18.
Oh, my goodness, Sheila.
How did that happen?
I would love to come over there one day and just see some of them, because I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed working with each of the teams, and those babies, they're something else, I tell you.
This is great that you got this opportunity in Orlando, and you're moving down in a couple months.
You know, I'm living here now. My husband's back in Kansas City selling, getting our home ready to sell. And, we just feel so blessed. It's been a warm welcome from the entire Lighthouse family and the local community. And we just feel blessed. And I just feel honored and humbled to have this opportunity to serve the community of people here in Florida who are blind and low vision, and just looking for some hope and giving them an opportunity to, as the Lighthouse mission says, to chart a path for living, learning, and earning. And
that blind experience that they did was amazing. That was a really good day.
Blind.
The back in, what day was it on? The end of October, the White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day, but it was the blindest experience. Yeah.
Yes. I was fairly new to the organization at that time, and I was soaking it all in.
It was a great event.
Cheryl, what message can you give to the people in the Central Florida area? I mean, Lighthouse Central Florida has a huge reach in the area. What message can you give to people who might be interested, or a relative, a friend of theirs might be interested in your programs that you have there at Lighthouse Central Florida, Lighthouse Works?
Thank you for asking. If you know someone who is dealing and living with low vision or blindness, and they need someone to talk to, they need help, they look for resources or training, please have them call Lighthouse Central Florida, or have them go to our website, lighthousecentralflorida.org. Forgive me, I'm still fairly new.
That's okay.
And you can also contact the radio station, and you guys could forward that information. And
of
it's
course.
On your website as well.
Of course. Well, the thing is, though, you're perfect for the position, because you can empathize with the people out there that are, Hi, Michael, you didn't know anybody when you lost your sight.
Nope.
So they can talk to you and you understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad. Yes, I'm so glad they finally hired someone with a visual impairment because
that can relate.
That's been something we've been complaining about.
Yeah.
You know, that all these sighted people can't relate. So it's wonderful. And like I said, I did get to meet Cheryl for a second, but she was brand new.
Brand new, Cheryl.
There's something to be said for perspective. And I think that's one of the things I bring to the table is perspective. I've been there, done that, and I've mm-hmm. overcome. And I just, anybody who walks through the doors of Lighthouse Central Florida, they're going to have just a team of certified professionals who meet them where they are and help them get where they want to be, to have freedom, to have choices, to live life on their terms. And that's very important to me. Someone gave that to me, and now I get to pay it forward.
Well, and what people need to understand, Michael and Lynn and I were talking about this, just because I can do something like cook doesn't mean everybody can. They can if they want to.
But keyword, want
to. If they want to, yes. You can cook after you lose your vision. You have to do it differently. And you definitely have to learn how. And that's one thing that Lighthouse can teach you is how to do it differently.
You know, this is Michael. I have to say something.
Yes.
When you call around the different lighthouses, different agencies, you may be shocked, like I have been. There's not that many organizations like Lighthouse in Orlando.
Don't mention any names.
I'm not mentioning names.
I know what you're going to say.
That do not have visually impaired people
in administration.
Not just in administration, whether it be answering the phone or other places that Lighthouse does. Lighthouse Central Florida has many positions that are filled by people that are visually impaired.
Oh, yeah.
Other organizations don't have hardly any.
It's
mind-boggling. When I speak to some people that don't even know, people that are sighted, they don't even know anything about the blind community.
Michael, 65% of Lighthouse workforce is visually impaired or blind.
Now, what was the percent?
65%.
I couldn't understand what you
65%.
said.
65%.
65% in good-paying jobs with benefits in our call center, in our fulfillment center, in our contract management center, in our rehabilitation center. And I couldn't work with a better group of people.
They are the best. Other organizations, even if they're, let's put it this way, they hire people that are sighted that have nothing and know nothing about the blind community. That's even more amazing. They hire people mm-hmm. that fit positions that are, let's just say, forget visually impaired. They are sighted mm-hmm. and they don't even know anything about the blind community.
I have to tell you, Michael, I took a tour of the day that we were there for the blind experience. I had never been in Lighthouse Works.
Yeah, you told us. We were there.
And oh my goodness, I was shocked at the whole setup, the whole process. The call center is amazing. The processing part is amazing. The break room, I mean, I was even impressed with the break room because the machines talk and I'm like, wow, this is so cool.
And,
I'm not going back to work.
So Cheryl, we'd like to thank you for taking time tonight and joining us on the air, learning about you and what you do there.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me and the opportunity.
You're welcome. And I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. And
look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, and have a wonderful holiday. Yes.
Thank you.
Cheryl, we'll be talking, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to break. Thank you so much.
Take care, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
We're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be back with the first trivia of the night. Don't go away.
to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org.
You have the power to help your pet thrive.
A public service message
with ProGlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Hello there. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Lynn, and Sheila is down there in College Park helping me out here. Michael will be back shortly. Sheila, you there?
I am, Lynn. Alrighty. How are you?
I'm fine in the last couple of minutes. No, that was a nice interview, though, with Cheryl, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's a very nice lady. Like I said, we did get to meet briefly that day, but she was so new.
Okay. So, Sheila, let's go to your trivia. You give out the phone number, and then while we're waiting for some answers, I'm going to start reading some of the testimonials from the first week of the annual holiday gift card giveaway.
Okay.
Is that a plan?
That's a plan, Stan.
All righty.
All right. So my question is a Christmas trivia question. So I have a whole bunch of them and I had to pick one. I could sit here and read 10. So if you know the answer, call 407-894-1680. So in the song 12 Days of Christmas, how many gifts were given in total?
Wait, I have to start singing now.
So if you know, and if we don't get any answers, I've got more questions.
You had the best Halloween questions, so I knew you were going to come up with some good.
So
you want to give out the phone number again?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. 407-894-1680.
Okay, I'm going to start reading some of these wonderful testimonials.
And I have to tell you, Lynn, I enjoyed talking to all of those that called me. So nice.
So we should do some more giveaways so they can call.
Exactly.
All right. Well, here's the first one. This was from Debbie and Grant Downey in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello, Michael and Lynn. I trust that you're both feeling a lot better after having COVID. Well, we are. I know that I don't participate a lot, but Grant and I listen to the show every Sunday. Every Sunday. I'm really impressed with the Alabama Industries for the Blind and all that they have to offer, and thank them for sponsoring this latest prize giveaway.
And then she said, I'd like to submit my name for the drawing. So that was a wonderful testimonial. Let's see who else I have here. We have...
Hi, Debbie and Grant.
Yeah. Christine Belts. And Christine, as you know, is down in Jupiter, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I truly enjoy the Blind and Beyond radio show. 2 exclamation points. It is fun, informative, and holds my interest every week. I especially love the panel show. You know, many people have said that, Sheila, so we have to explore those. And I like the specific subject matter, such as when the craft show aired last year. Side note for me, Lynn, which I think we should do another one of those. I think we can. Well, that's why I like these testimonials. They give me ideas and they refresh my brain.
Right.
I think we can all learn so much from shows such as these. Thank you and God bless.
Aww.
Any calls yet, Chris? Or I can read another one.
And if I need to find another question, I will.
Yeah, let us know, Chris. Chris, he's on the phone. So, okay, this one is from Gary Weiss in Coral Springs, Florida, our old hometown. 2 years listening to the show, extremely informative. And then he gave me a suggestion for trivia, which I loved. And he said, let's see, I've won many prizes in the past, including last year's $25 gift certificate. I got a t-shirt and so on and so forth. So that was a nice one.
He's only been listening 2 years. Where's he been?
No, he's been listening more than that. Listen to this one. This is amazing. This one's from Terry Woolard in Middleton, Connecticut. Many lives have been touched around the world by the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's a program that bridges the non-sighted and the sighted world together. One of the unique characteristics of the Blind and Beyond radio show is each week they invite different co-hosts. For example, Sheila Young, and discuss different subject matters such as technology, health, music, travel, and sometimes sports, etc. The Blind and Beyond radio show is also fun. And each week there's a tribute when you have an opportunity to win prizes. another characteristic, this part is really different. Another characteristic that stands out more than the others are the sponsors. What other radio program can you call and speak to the owner or the president of the company and ask questions about their products and services?
That part.
None other than the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That part.
Yeah.
This
radio program has been on air approximately 8 years, and I've been a proud participant and listener for at least 3 of those years. The Blind and Beyond radio show reaches 1.5 million listeners, although we can't hear from all the listeners each week. We never go up the air. It's certain that they're listening to us. Michael and Lynn Golder have done an extraordinary job of putting this program together. And in Michael's words, I love you all. Don't go away. We'll be right back next week.
Thanks, Terry. That was
Terry
very
said
cool.
Next week. And well, Mr. Terry cool. Woolard, Middletown, Connecticut, songwriter, arranger, composer, Middletown Music Ambassador.
Very nice.
That
very
was
nice.
Wonderful. All well, right. Awesome. So that's a few. You got anybody?
What we got, Chris?
Well, speaking of Terry, guess who's on the line?
No, Terry.
Terry.
Yeah, we got Terry, we got Howie, and we got Peter from Palm Harbor.
Okay, right. That was not planned that I read Terry's testimony.
I know, right?
It
was not planned. It just happened that way that you read Terry's testimony, and he's on the phone line.
Hey, hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, Terry.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays,
hey,
Terry.
Happy holidays.
How are
you? Normally I know all the answers to trivia, but last week, Michael, you stopped me. I did not know the answers to any of those movie questions that you posed. But let me see if I could take a shot at this one today. Let's say 78 in total.
No.
Ah.
Not even close, Terry.
Oh, okay. All right. All righty.
Hey, good try.
All right, that was a good. You. That was a good one, Terry. Because I was stuck at 73. So I got you.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
All right.
Enjoy.
All right. Let's go to our friend in Delray Beach, Florida, and talk with our good friend Howie. Howie, how you doing?
Hey, Howie.
Howie, are you there?
Hung up.
Uh-oh. Okay. I don't know. I see the phone line ringing back again. Maybe we lost them. All right. Let's go over to Palm Harbor and talk with Peter from Palm Harbor. Peter, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Yeah. Hi, Peter. Peter,
you know,
Peter.
You want that number all at once? Because I was just re-adding it because I could, because you have to think. I'll just tell you what I have a friend who's a mathematician. When I told him, it took him 10 minutes to come up with, 15 seconds to come up with the right answer. Some people with math minds can see it. So obviously, on the first day, you get a partridge in a pear tree. And on the 12th day, you get a partridge. Anyway, do you want the total amount?
Yes.
Because it's kind of complicated math.
What's
the answer, Peter?
Okay, 360.
You know what? I'm going to give it to him. It's 364.
Wow!
Oh, I knew it was. Peter? I knew it was. It was like within one.
That's right. Terrific.
It was within
it's 364.
He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
364. Right.
Enjoy a Subway $10 gift card coming your way.
Thanks, Peter.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
Not in a million years. Nope. Thank you. Give your address, Peter, to Chris. Okay.
Huh.
Give your address to Peter.
I mean, 364, right. 364.
I'm hanging around with you and Sheila too long. Give your address to Chris.
Did you just tell Peter to give his address to Peter?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. All right, Peter, hold on one moment. I got you, Peter. Right. You and okay, I talk I have, after. You and I talk.
Congratulations, Peter. I have okay. one more testimony I'd like to leave before we go to the top of the hour. This one is from Paul Ressler. And he said, I've learned a lot about blindness and opportunities that are available for such organizations such as Foundation for the Blind and Jewish Braille Institute. I also enjoy the interesting information shared by other blind listeners. The trivia contests are a lot of fun. Lynn and Michael are extremely talented with the co-production of the show. So thank you, Paul. That's another nice,
very nice
testimony. So we will read some more next week because it's fun. All right, we got a few.
You know, and it's amazing how many people do listen to the show and how many people that the show has touched in one way or another.
Exactly. And we don't even know. Mm-mm. We have no idea. Mm-mm. Like Mike Lowe says, it could be one person listening out there. It could be millions. We have no idea, but they're all corners of the world.
We know some. They tell us 1.5 million just in the United States.
It could be more. So Peter was from where? Palm Harbor?
Yeah.
Peter from Palm Harbor. I'm just writing my notes. Yeah. So
they tell us that 14 million people reach around the world.
Sheila, our friend Nancy, she said something. She came over tonight for some hot dogs. And she said, because I said, oh, I'm tired. And she says, what did you do when you had a 3-hour show? I said, you know what?
Oh, man.
I don't even know. She said, Lynn, it was always a packed show.
Yeah.
I can't even...
But I'm glad we don't do 3 hours anymore.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable that we did a 3-hour show on Saturday afternoon, right, Michael?
Yes. I remember.
Were you at the 810 station?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or the other one, 15?
She was at 810.
I started at 810.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I started at the one that was
the big 810.
The very first one that you were at.
Yeah.
Before we moved over to.
WEUS. Yep, the big 810.
Big 810.
Yep.
Then we went to 1520, and I can't remember their call letters. I can't remember what they are.
I don't remember either.
That was big 810 was a sports affiliated with CBS Sports.
Yeah.
Yep. I started there with what was that guy's name?
Carl.
I don't remember meeting Carl in person, but I don't remember who was doing the...
Oh, John Hamilton?
Yes. Yeah.
He died about 6 years ago. Yeah, he had a heart attack. He was our mentor. And matter of fact, the castanets that you hear every week and the other music that Michael chose, John did that.
Yep.
And then when we met Chris, we kind of transferred our files and Chris ran with it and he put it into the show the way he created the rest of the introduction with.
And I picked the We Are Family.
It was called bumper music. That's what we called it. John did that. What, Sheila?
I picked the We Are Family.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's all about things.
Pretty cool.
People that we don't know listening. We didn't know we had people listening in Pakistan until
Jamaica.
People wrote to us from Pakistan and said we listen every week.
Wow.
Doctor wrote Pakistan.
We have people listening all over the world.
I know. It's amazing.
It's truly amazing. I remember one time some guy wrote to us and said, I'm listening over here in Denmark and I'm so excited. I got WOKB somehow without doing anything. You could hear it in Denmark. I don't know how that worked.
And then we had a person write, I'm not mentioning any names, thinks Gary's rich because he has a house and a pool.
Well, he is, but it's all relative. It's all relative. You know, Gary has a lot. He's very fortunate, right, Sheila?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Yep. And I am too. So
we all are.
We are all very blessed.
We certainly are. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Most people don't know. You know, you talk about blindness, you talk about many things. But you know what? There's always someone much worse than you. Just remember that, folks. Whenever you're crying about, I'm blind. Well, guess what? There's somebody that's worse than you. And now, today, there's so many people that are blind that can do so many things more than the sighted people can do. I have friends that are sighted that can't do much. Like my brother, he's so funny. I take after my brother because he's 5 years older than me and I can't do much. But that has nothing to do with blindness. Sheila said a word, very interesting. The word is want to.
Want to, yeah.
I never wanted to.
Now you're kind of sorry you didn't.
I would have liked to use the computer.
Yeah.
Well, you still can?
No, don't have the time.
You're
going to learn.
You need to make the time.
Yeah, okay.
It's, you know, and it is interesting as to what people can do. And you're right. A lot of sighted people can't do squat. You know, they get in a rut and they don't try to think outside the box. They don't try to learn anything new.
It's funny because where I grew up, a lot of my friends, personal friends in Philadelphia, they can't do much either. When I say much, they can't cook. And these are sighted people. They can't cook.
Because they were spoiled.
Well, their parents brought them up a different way.
Let's call it as it is. You were spoiled. It's 7:58. Do we need to go to the top of the hour?
Yeah, we're going to the top of the hour.
Because of WFTL?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and we hope some of you are out there listening and you'll call in because we'll have some open air time, I'm sure.
Yep. And we're going to, on the other side of the hour, we will do Michael's trivia.
Yep.
And then after the break, we will talk to our next guest.
Okay.
Now we got to go to break. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. A lot more coming up on the other side of the break. Don't go away. This is Michael. It's holiday time. And I want to thank all our listeners, all our sponsors, for allowing us to come in your home and enjoy Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Lynn. We'd like to wish you all a healthy and happy holiday season. And we can't wait to come back in 2024 for another fabulous year on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.